Perth Overnight with John Lewis for Christian James Hairdressing Mount Lawley.
6 p.m.
Good morning. Hello, 15 minutes after 5. Only 5 degrees outside, if that. It's a bit chilly. However, we can always always do something to change the environment we're in. And someone who knows plenty about changing environments is a motivation guru speaker. But let's not leave it there. How about writer, TV show host, a radio show host, and she's joining us right this morning. Got a new book out as well, Lauren Slocum. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you, John?
Well, I'm well. I'm especially well talking to you because I feel that I already ought to be a little bit more energized because it seems like people like you have got it all together. How do you do it? What's the secret?
Well, you know, I think that the biggest thing that we all need to remember is that, you know, we don't need a whole life makeover in our life. We just have to just do a couple little tune-ups here and there. And I know sometimes you can look around and go, oh, gosh, nothing's going right in my life. And for me, you know, I would say the biggest thing is, one, the people that I surround myself with. I make sure that I surround myself with great people. I make sure that I stay tuned in to great shows like yours, you know, all of those things. And I also make sure to really start my day off right. And I say that, you know, the thing that you do first thing in the morning is the most important thing, the first thing you say to yourself in the morning. So, you know, they're just little tweaks that not just for you and but for anybody that you're around, any business partner that you have, your family, just those little kind of things you can do.
Well, I'm already thinking, you know, how we always take whatever we hear and we think, how does that affect me? I'm thinking, I get out of bed, I kind of have a mismatch, wander into the bathroom, brush the teeth. I'm kind of all over the place. How do you start your day?
That's really, you know, it's really funny that you say that because I think that that is how a lot of people start their day. Well, here's what I can tell you is, you know, I'm a mom of three, like you said, busy mom of three. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and everybody thinks that I live at the MGM, you know, when you say you live in Las Vegas, but I don't. I live down the road in the suburbs, and, you know, for me, I just, every day, no matter what's happening, no matter if my kids are pulling on me and the dog's jumping on the bed, you know, whatever's happening, it's easy to kind of go, oh, my gosh, get off, you know, leave me alone, do that kind of stuff, you know. But for me, literally, from the minute I open my eyes, I say to myself, I decide how my day is going to be, and I said, you know what, today is going to be the best day of my life again. And not like I stare in the mirror and jump up and down or do anything like that. I just really just open my eyes and go, you know what? Today's going to be the best day ever. And I think about, you know, who am I going to help today? What am I going to learn? What am I, you know, what am I grateful for? And that's really the very first thing I do. And then I kind of go to who I am as a person and a little exercise. And we always talk about the words, the things that you attach to the words I am are the most important things. You have to be very careful about what you attach I am to. So by saying I am sorry instead of saying apologize, you know, for what happened there. So you want to be very careful. So I always say things like I'm grateful, I'm happy, I'm creative, I'm enthusiastic, I'm powerful, I'm flexible. Because you never know when you're going to have to pull those tools out of the toolbox. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. How do you deal with the words that you know that you're not? For instance, I say to myself, I am lazy. I say I have time management issues. Now, of course, these things, however we look at it, some of it has got to be true. So
right.
How do you deal with it? Because people say, well, all we're doing is being politically correct with ourselves.
That's a really great point. Well, you know, I think that one, it's a great way to say, you know, you want to use different words to say, you know what, I'm working on it. I'm working on it because then it shows you're moving forward. I mean, a big challenge as I know it's not so much here in Australia, thank God, you know, as it is for the rest of the world. But we all know that the world's in a little bit of pain right now or a lot of bit of pain, you know. And so, and the world kind of needs a big hug right now, if you want. But a lot of people, unfortunately, and I know it's not so much here, but if you can kind of identify it, a lot of people, if they say, you know, I have time management issues, they just accept that, and that's what they say versus really moving forward. I say sometimes people stay in park. You know, they go, well, I might move a couple spaces. Okay, I'll do something for it. But then they go back and they just kind of claim that identity if I have time management issues versus, you know, I'm really committed to getting my time management in a better place. You know, I'm going to find a model. I'm going to find, that's a big thing that I would say. You've got to find somebody who's getting great results. You've got to find a great mentor so that you know that you keep moving forward versus just accepting that you have time management challenges. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. So, for instance, instead of, rather than me say, I'm Lauren, I'm lazy, or I've got time management issues, and then feeling all rather miserable or even comfortable that I've said that, I could now say to you, I'm lazy and I'm working on it. I'm late and I'm working on it.
Right, exactly. Exactly. You know, and I'm
feels
moving
good.
Forward, or I'm, you know, I'm moving forward, and that's going to get you some momentum in your life, right? Or you could change the word versus I'm lazy to, you know what? I just need to keep moving. I am, you know, I just need to keep moving. And so something like that, so that you're not going to attach words that disempower you.
Yeah, well,
you know?
That's what I do at the gym. If when you're tired and you're exercising, you avoid saying things like, I'm tired, because you know you'll fall over. You say, just keep going. Just keep going.
That's right. And it's a big difference, right? I mean, it's a whole different shift in your mindset. You know, I've worked with Tony Robbins for the past 20 years, and he talks a lot about something called the triad. And the triad is one, is the first part of the triad is how you, your physiology, how you move your body. You know, a lot of people just don't move. You know, they go and they drive a box to work, and they go to a box, and they, you know, talk on a box, and they go home and they eat a box. That's how they, you know, explain it. So your physiology, how important it is to get up and move, literally. And then the second part of the triad is your focus. What are you focusing on every day? Are you focusing on what's working or what's not working, or how blessed you are, or how it's going to be the most amazing day ever? And then the third part is your language. You know, what are you really saying to yourself every day? And is it moving you forward, or is it holding you back? So that's a really important thing. Anytime something's not working for me, I always go back, okay, what's my physiology like? What am I really focusing on? And then what am I really saying to myself every single day? And it really is as easy as that.
It sounds really simple and sounds really clear. What I'm wondering, though, is there'll be a lot of people tuning in going, that would be great to do if only I had the time.
You know what? That's so funny, because I agree. You know, I hear that often. I do a little exercise, and I call it my take five. I'm definitely a multitasker, and I always say, you know, you can take five. Just take five every day. Take 5 minutes for your spirit. Take 5 minutes for your health. Take 5 minutes for your relationship. Someone goes, how do you do that? I'm already busy enough, you know? So I'm sure most of the listeners have a cell phone, or most listeners have a computer. And what I do is, instead of like saying, oh my gosh, there's all these things I have to do, I go, you know what, I'm going to dance with this. I'm going to use this to my advantage versus a disadvantage. So I'll set my cell phone. I'll put on some music that I love, and it'll like, for my contribution, I'll put on the song, the ringtone, I've got 5 minutes to save, you know, you got 5 minutes to save the world, or I've got 4 minutes to save the world. Or then for my health, I might put on the song Physical, you know, as a ringtone. And then, like, when that alarm goes off to do that, guess what I do? I just stop and I do it. I take 5 minutes to breathe, you know, take 5 minutes just to go up and down on my toes as I'm doing a presentation or something, you know, or picking my kids up from school. So I think that we just need to go, you know what, I'm going to commit to taking 5 minutes for me in all these different areas of my life. Because you can do it in your car. You know, you can take 5 minutes for your spirit and think about what you're grateful for, right? And guess what happens by the end of the day? You've taken 25, 30 minutes just for you.
That's tremendous. This sounds great. How do we remember it?
Because I think that's... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, we'll be good for today, right? After talking to you, we'll be good. Tomorrow, not so good. End of the week, gone.
So true. I like to use, there's a story a friend of mine told me a while ago, and it was that there's two things. There's two stories I'll share, if that's all right with you.
Yes.
The first is that I'm originally from a small town in North Carolina, and kind of like, you know, East Coast, West Coast here. And I was, there's a story about an American Cherokee Indian grandfather. And he was talking with his grandson. And he said to his grandson, he said, you know, in all of us, there's a terrible fight that happens between us, you know, inside of us. And it's a fight between two wolves. And one wolf represents frustration, anger, greed, you know, disempowerment, you know, all of the, like, negative emotions, if you would, right? And then the other wolf represents love, happiness, abundance, you know, seeing the possibilities, all of those, you know, positive things. And the little boy turns to his grandfather and he says, you know, which one wins the fight? And the grandfather turns to his grandson and simply says, you know, whichever one you choose to feed. So if you choose to feed, that there is abundance, that you do have the time and that you do have the creativity and you do have that, then you will. Then you'll create it. But the other story that I was going to tell you about that, it's kind of like a restaurant. And momentum is key. Momentum, you know, like you said, there's a lot of times people come to things and they go, oh my gosh, that was so great, that was awesome, I'm going to go out and do it, I'm going to conquer the world today, right?
That's right.
So what happens, like, people will go to a restaurant and they'll find a great restaurant. They go, oh my gosh, that was like the best restaurant ever. I have to tell everybody about that restaurant. And then they go, ooh, I got to make sure the food was actually good. Maybe I'll go back tomorrow and just make sure that the food was good. They go back to the restaurant. And they, the restaurant, they're like, yep, the food was good here. So they take their friends the next day, and it turns out that the restaurant's closed. There's no sign on the door. There's nothing that lets it know that the restaurant's even open. And so they go, well, let's go back tomorrow. And they go back the next day, and they were open, but they were open till noon. And that's kind of how people go. They go, you know what, we're going to be open today. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be this. I'm going to say today's going to be the best day, you know, blah, 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 blah. Then someone will go, oh, my gosh, you are so, what is wrong with you? You know, that's not how we do things. What happened to that negative Nilly, you know, that I talked about? And then they go, you know what, to write, I don't need to be this happy, or something happens, someone makes them upset, someone tells them how they can't do something, and then they close, right? And then the next day they're like, you know what, I'm going to try that thing again, that happy, you know, today's the best day of my life, and I'm going to focus on all the great things about me. And then they're open till about noon, and then someone says something like, what is up with you? Or someone makes them angry, or someone cuts them off in traffic, and they go, you know what, I'm going to close. And they go, then you go, are they open or are they closed today? Don't really know. So the best metaphor with regards to that is, you know, when you water if you take a bamboo plant and you take really good care of it for the first year, guess how much that bamboo plant will grow?
Plenty.
Nope, a year. I mean, an inch, or how many, a couple centimeters, right?
Uh-huh.
If you take even just as good care of it, you decide to keep that plant the second year, that bamboo plant,
yes,
and talk to it, and play tapes for it, and do all those great things, guess how much it'll grow the second year?
Well, I don't know now. You've got me guessing.
Another inch, or another, you know, couple centimeters. Guess what happens if you haven't thrown it out by the next year?
It's growing,
you know,
an inch.
You take really good care of it. You got your friends over there going, grow, plant, go, grow, yeah, go, right? The whole thing. Guess how much it'll grow the third year?
Another inch.
Another inch. If you decide to take really good care of it and say, you know, I'm going to give it one more go. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to keep saying today is the best day of your life to that plant. I'm going to tell it how great it is. Plant, you are awesome. You were growing. You were, you know, doing all those things. Guess how much it'll grow that fourth year?
I'm guessing one more inch.
Nope, 45 feet.
You are kidding.
Nope. So lots of times people look and they go, gosh, is it really worth it? You know, is it worth it for me to keep moving on my dream? Is it worth it for me to, you know, I'm not seeing the results right away, right? So a lot of people go, I'm not seeing the results, so obviously I'm not going to do it. And they'll go, oh, I've already spent a year, I've already invested a year in this, and, oh, this means I have to start over again. And it's that momentum. It's keeping that consistency. That how many times have you, I'm sure when you got into radio, it wasn't easy in the beginning.
Oh, no, it was so hard.
And what did you do?
I just kept going.
Well, there you go. You were that bamboo plant, right? And so a lot of people, we have to look at our lives and go, you know what? It just feels like something's pulling me versus me feeling like it's so much push to really make something happen. So that's what I would say to people. It's like, you know what? You're going to be like, oh, my gosh, I'm really going to do this for the rest of my life. Yes, you're going to keep doing this because what's it going to do? You'll notice after three, who knows? Maybe you're an achiever and it's going to happen in 2 years. But you have to do that consistently, that consistent things of what you do. One, what you say to yourself in the morning, how you end your nights, and that what you say about yourself are so important. And that's going to create that major momentum. And, I mean, how long did it take you with radio? Probably years, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just assuming. Just because I know as a journalism major, I was like, are you kidding me? This is so much work. Is it ever going to pay off, you know? So it does, but you have to be consistent. You have to surround yourself with great people. You have to stay true to yourself. You've got to make those little tune-ups so that the engine doesn't fall out of your car and that you just are always constantly tuning up, because a tune-up's not a bad thing. It just makes everything run better.
I think after hearing all this, Lauren, there is a lot of people tuned in who are going to think, I must find out more about Lauren Slocum. Now, they can go to your website. We can do that, laurenslocum.com. Very simple website to find. You just one word, laurenslocum.com, or you could go to your preferred search engine and you'll find it very quickly. And the other one is you've put out a new book. You better tell us about that, Lauren.
Well, thank you very much. The site I'd love for you all to check out is, my big passion is really creating communities, and it's Lobella, LOBELLA.com. And we're starting communities here for women, especially with, they'll be doing monthly tune-up get-togethers. And so we've already been to Brisbane and, no, the Gold Coast, Melbourne, Australia. Hopefully we'll come out there to Perth. And, the book is really because I saw so many people over the past 20 years coming and going, oh my gosh, is anything working in my life? And I said, you know what, you don't need a whole life makeover. Let's just make these little tune-ups. So it's all about finding your, they say balance on the book. I say that, you know, let's just have this dance about finding all the things that matter most to you, discovering your passion and stepping to your greatness, because we all have so much greatness in us. We just kind of dilute it so many times. It's a simple, easy little read. I know it just came out here in Australia, and I'm really grateful. If I can just help one person make a couple little distinctions, then I've done my job. And you can find out more about me and about the life tune-up groups that are starting. But I hope that you'll get one for you and pass it on to another friend that you know also, because we can't do this alone. And I think so many times we're all trying to run around trying to do everything by ourselves versus really pulling together. And that's why I love being over here in Australia and grateful for the friends that I have, because I know I'm not trying to do this alone.
That's right. We need our support networks. We need our armies to help us get through these things and do it successfully. And, Lauren, are you on the front cover?
I am.
Good, because I reckon that smile would just fix people up. Just incredible.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you for sparing the time this morning, Lauren. And we'll find out more about you on your website, laurenslocum.com, and look for your book in the stores.
Great. Well, I look forward to talking to you and hopefully meeting you soon. So have a fabulous day and stay true to who you are.
Oh, that's the best way to be. Thank you, Lauren. Well, I've got to say, I'm motivated. I love it. Let's hear more about it. And maybe you've got some motivation stories to share with us this morning. And do you think you can do it? Can you do it? I'll give you the Lauren Slocum Challenge. Can you wake up in the morning and talk about how great you want your day to be? That's a way to start.